Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Elise Bennett is here, too, because she's a really cool lady. One of the smartest people I know. She's the author of a number of books, including Marketing, Creative Services Online, Self-Promotion Online, and the upcoming book, Stop Pushing Me Around, which is a book that that Elise has been telling me about for a long time. And as I said, she's one of the people that we call on when we want to make sure that we're putting our best foot forward when we enter the marketplace, whether we do it as individually or whether we do it with regard to our corporation, our companies. And she's our good friend, Elise Bennett. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Good to be here.
It's good to have you back. Stop pushing me around. Now, I shouldn't take this personally, should I, Elise?
No.
A workplace guide for the timid, shy, and less assertive. Elise, where was this when I needed it 30 years ago? You know how timid and shy and unassertive I am, and I could have used this book so many years ago. In fact, I need it right now.
Well, you've obviously learned some of the skills and techniques, Jim, and perhaps I'll even interview you for the book.
So you think I'm not shy and timid?
Not really. Although, you know what's interesting? A lot of people who you would never know to look at them, they consider themselves shy and introverted.
Right. Oh, yeah, I know people who are never not around somebody else, and they call themselves an introvert.
I'm not sure what you mean.
Well, they say that they're an introvert, but yet they're always with somebody.
I see.
They're always with a group. You know, they never want to be alone, and yet they call themselves an introvert.
Well, maybe we should define our terms first, then.
Maybe I should get this guy a dictionary, maybe.
I was trying to be polite.
Well, I know him pretty well. I don't have to be polite with him. Anyway, talk to us about how do we get people to stop pushing us around?
Well, first of all, I do want to define our terms, because I think it's important. A lot of people consider themselves shy or consider themselves introverted, and those are two very different things.
Right.
An introvert is someone who basically gets their energy from going inside, and an extrovert is someone who gets their energy by going outside and being with other people.
That's the way I would have just defined it.
Okay.
And so that's the reason I think I need to get this guy a dictionary, but go ahead.
But shy is completely different. It has nothing to do with where you get your energy. It has to do with how you feel when you're with people.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to do with discomfort and anxiety. And did you know that there is something called the Shyness Institute in Palo Alto, California, of course?
I didn't know that. Maybe I should go there.
And they tell us that half of all Americans consider themselves shy. Half.
Hmm. Well, how does shyness manifest itself? What are the challenges of a shy person?
Well, their hearts race, their palms sweat at the idea of talking to strangers. But the way it manifests is that they don't speak up.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, that is the simple, really, way to think about it. It's people who do not speak up in situations and at times when they could or should, and as a result, don't have access to opportunities or riches that could just be part of their life experience.
There's an old saying, and I wish I could remember who said it, maybe Shakespeare, that better to keep your mouth shut and let people think you're a fool than to open your mouth and prove them right. But how many times have you been in a meeting after meeting after meeting, same group, I mean, time after time after time, and one person in attendance never opens their mouth and contributes one word. That doesn't even say hello.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to me, that's unfortunate, because you know that they've got something to contribute. Why aren't they contributing?
Well, I would suspect that they've got a lot going on in their head, and that's preventing them from speaking up.
Now, see, I know people who are sort of like that, But maybe at the end of the meeting, one time they'll say something, and when they speak, it's like E.F. Hutton. You know, everybody shuts up because they know that this is going to be profound, and that's very effective. That's a very effective way, in my opinion, to manage, you know, shyness and being to be maybe a little introverted. But to never say anything, I think that's where it gets to where it's maybe self-defeating. What do you think?
I disagree with you in the sense that managing your shyness in the way that you're saying could work, I don't think is a good strategy, because it's unlikely that the one thing you say is going to be the most profound thing that gets said. And that's just and I can tell you from experience, that's what I imagined was my situation when I was the quiet one. And I
were you a shy girl?
I would never say I was shy, but I was definitely the quiet one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When did all that change?
It's been a very slow transformation over the last 20 years, I would say.
You've learned how to promote yourself, haven't you?
I have, just by teaching other people.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So when you talk about these things, you can when you hear Elise talking about your shyness and that sort of thing, and how to get people to stop pushing you around, you've been there, haven't you?
I have to a certain extent, but I also don't think I am, I'm not the person that, that I'm writing for either, mm-hmm. because there are a lot of people out there who are just really debilitated by their shyness, and I would never say that was my situation, so it's been kind of less of a transition for me.
Right. When you say debilitated, are you talking about holding back professionally and socially?
Completely.
Yeah.
Completely. And both people who are self-employed and small business owners, as well as people who are employed.
I don't know how you can grow a small business if you're incredibly shy and introverted. I'm not sure. I'm trying to think. I guess I've met somebody like that in my life, but I don't remember.
Well, there are a lot of people who are in very lucky situations, I would say, and kind of complacent with whatever comes along or whatever happens. And the reality is that there's so much more potential they could be reaching for if they didn't let these anxieties get in their way.
Mm-hmm.
And so the book that I'm going to write is basically about skills and techniques that people can learn that will allow them to come out of their shell, and, you know, they can always go back into their shell. That's my position.
And when we come back, Elise is going to help us with those things. She's going to give us a few tips. And those of you who are employing people who are like this, and you know that they can contribute more if we could just get it out of their heads in the right way, in a way that makes them comfortable, we're going to get Elise to help us with that, too. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back with Elise Bennett. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Elise Bennett is our guest. My website, by the way, folks, is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to check it out when you get a chance. Lots of things that Elise Bennett has posted on our site, articles, and I don't know how many dozens and dozens of interviews that we've done over the years with Elise, and all those are right there, so you can listen to some of the really smart things she said in the past if you want to check those out. And don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter. Don't forget to subscribe to our blog, which comes by RSS. Elise Bennett is the author of the upcoming book, Stop Pushing Me Around, A Workplace Guide for the Timid, Shy, and Less Assertive. Elise, you've got a beautiful book cover. When's the book coming out?
June 06.
June? So we
I
want to
write it first.
but you're road testing it on us, and we appreciate that.
That's right.
We've
That's got, what we're going to be talking about for the next
We've
nine
got some
months.
Shy people that are listening right now who would like a little bit of help. What's your best recommendation to them? Because just because they're shy, maybe they're not unhappy with who they are, but they would like for their shyness not to be holding them back. I got to believe that, Elise.
Yes, I would say that's true. And if I can try to answer your question in 3 minutes without simplifying what is actually a very complex issue, I would say the one thing to focus on is to focus outward instead of inward. because shy people are listening to something that's going on inside of their head, and it's preventing them from being out in the world and listening to what's going on.
What are they listening to?
Oh, they're listening to things like, what are they going to think of me, and I'm going to sound like a fool.
Defeating,
and
the toxic talk.
Exactly. I like that.
Toxic talk. Things, self-defeating language.
Exactly. And yeah. It's not real. It has nothing to do with what's actually happening. So they're missing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I would suggest is developing what we might call listening skills. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And the first step in that direction is really, if not quieting those voices or what we might call the chatter in one's mind, then at least shifting your attention to what's happening outside, because that is, in fact, what's more important.
Well, you know, the thing about it is, I certainly don't want to, anything that I say, if it comes across insensitive, folks, I don't mean it this way. But I mean, couldn't we just say, okay, what's the worst that could happen if I am a little bit assertive? If I told this person or these people what I'm thinking, what my ideas are about what they're talking about, and they don't like it, or it doesn't come across well, what's the worst that could happen?
We can, but it's not rational. The anxiety and the fears are not rational. So.
And what I said is trying to be a rational approach to that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, it can work. Here's one other thought. I think most of us, because often we're not afraid that what we're going to say sounds stupid. We're afraid that we should already know the things we don't know.
Right.
And asking a question is going to make us sound stupid.
See, now that is exactly what holds small business owners back, whether they're shy or not.
Right?
Because they refuse to ask a question, because small business owners believe, a lot of small business, most of them, I think, believe, we all do, at some point in time, regardless of who we are, we all think at some time, I'm supposed to know this, and if I ask this question, everybody will think I'm stupid and therefore uncompetitive.
Right.
See, we're all like that. And we have to go back to kindergarten. There are no stupid questions. Right?
Right. So one way of thinking about it, if you're talking to another person, is that you're listening with the people who are shy and worried about how other people are going to think of them are focused on their reply. And instead, you can shift your focus to trying to understand what the other person is saying.
Mm-hmm. If I'm an employer with a shy employee and I know I care about them. I want them to be productive. I want them to be able to contribute more, because I know they've got a lot in their head that we can benefit from. How do I help them?
Actually, as I was just listening to you, I was thinking saying something like that to them might help.
I care about you. I think you can contribute more. I want to take it at your own speed, but what can I do? If you could think of one thing that I could help you with, what would that be?
Uh-huh. Like enlisting them in the help.
So maybe we say, okay, we're going to have a team meeting next Monday. Why don't you and I have a little dry run on Friday, and just you and me, and you get it up, get whatever you want to say off your chest.
Mm-hmm. Practice
How about that?
I like that.
One of the things I found is the really shy people are often the really smart people.
Mm-hmm.
So they're a major part of your brain trust, folks. Maybe this would be a good project. But I tell you what, you're going to have to handle it with great sensitivity, right, Elise?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, because they may not be fragile people, but in this part of their world, they are kind of fragile, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are there more shy women than shy men?
I wouldn't say that.
I'm glad I didn't then. At least we desperately need your website, please.
Marketing-mentor.com.
Can they still subscribe to your buzz marketing stuff?
Actually, we are selling now. Marketing-mentor-store.com is open for business.
All right. Marketing-mentor.com, right?
Marketing-mentor-store.com.
That's the main website. Whatever Elise does, ladies and gentlemen, is top shelf. Thanks, Elise, for being here. Good job today.
Thank you.
See you next time. Ladies and gentlemen, don't go away. Austin Kiplinger is going to be with us on the other side of these messages. He's a witness to a century. You do not want to miss this interview. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.